This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Twitter at Little Empire Pod.
Hello and welcome to another, the seventh and final episode of Hosting. I'm Guy Montgomery. This is a podcast where I have been, and as long as I'm talking to you, we'll continue to be hosting my house guest, Carlo Ritchie.
Day seven, Guy. Day seven, and a sad day, really, isn't it?
It was certainly, it was a very sad night.
For those who have been listening along, my horse, Apples, which really represented for me, I thought, a changing of the guard in terms of fortunes, a new start, a fresh beginning, sadly had to be put down in the early hours of the morning. I asked if I might be the one to do it, and I have never taken the life of any creature, and to take the life of a gentle horse such as Apples, who made what has been a horrific holiday seem just a slivery glimpse of hope within that dark, dark abyss, really has brought my spirits down quite a bit.
Yeah, and I would imagine that not being able to shower before we headed off to the airport could only have further compounded.
Certainly bled a lot, Apples.
I mean, as we're traveling to the airport, the looks we are getting from the driver
he's not happy.
Pretty discerning.
He's not keen. You having, of course, to burn all my clothes, as is the ancient tradition of New Zealand, that the guest burns all their clothes, except that which they will wear away.
The timing couldn't have been worse.
Couldn't have been worse, really, could it? Also, very difficult that there's a complete firearm ban in New Zealand, and so having to kill Apples with naught but a hammer and a chisel. Truly the most horrific way to end an animal's life.
You said you didn't want to get a vet involved. You were afraid of the overheads. And look, I mean, it was for me, while obviously very upsetting to see you take apart a horse with a hammer and chisel, to see just a glimmer, a flash of fiscal responsibility was...
It's certainly been a transformation, hasn't it, Guy?
It was very pleasing to the eye. Not what actually, you know, transpired to the eye.
It'll stick with me.
Yeah, and I'd say it would stick with, I mean, the neighbor's kids. It's a hell of a way to wake up. But
we did get to see the sunrise, didn't we, Guy?
You know? And that's in and of itself was something. I'm sorry I couldn't let you in afterwards, even for a quick nap. It was just... You were so drenched in blood, and I've just had the floors done.
No, I understood your position. It was not too cold out there this morning, and
when I came in, there was a bit of a bite in the air. It's odd to see a frost so early in summer, but that's Auckland for you. Four seasons in one day. Yes. Someone should write a song about it.
It will be nice to see the sunrise in one country and see it set in my own country, and with its setting, know that this is all behind me, and
indeed,
you can only get hopefully much better.
Well, I mean, I hope that your foot doesn't cause you any grief while you're in the air. The doctor's concerns about the altitude of the flight, and of course the nerve tissue that is currently connecting the foot below the ankle to the leg above the ankle is It'll weigh heavy on my mind for as long as you're flying.
It's just such a shame that you weren't able to organise a later flight.
I know, and I looked, and I cannot believe of all did you hear what they said? The busiest day in the history of Auckland International Airport.
Yeah, and that's...
I sure hope that there's no queues at customs or anything, and that you can just get through smooth sailing. No worries.
I hope so, Guy, and these mysterious packages that you've... gifted me with as a present of my time here, they certainly weigh lightly on me, and I just hope that
I look forward to hearing your thoughts when you unwrap them.
I look forward to opening them on the plane, as you suggested.
Well, I mean, for me, Carlo, I guess it's been such an interesting week. What are some of the highs and the lows? What are some of the highlights you could take away from our time together?
I think a high for me, getting to climb the highest mountain in New Zealand on apples.
Incredible.
That's an experience that will stick with me.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I can't believe I had the camera facing me the whole time.
Yeah, but we got some good snaps of you, didn't we?
I mean, I was like, you can see how happy I was for you, smiling away.
You were chuffed, and that's great to take back as a memory. I think the kindness that so many, particularly in the emergency services here in New Zealand, showed me, well, that will stick with me. And I think I learned a lot about myself, financial and fiscal responsibility.
That's certainly something that I was trying to imprint on you throughout the...
And you certainly had that impact.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes, you know, I quite literally had that impact, and that I was impressing upon you the importance of not spending beyond your means.
Yeah, and that's been... The lows, they were, I mean, exposing myself to an elderly couple in their house.
That was a...
And yeah, that's certainly a low in my life.
I would imagine so for anyone. I can't imagine a person who wouldn't regard that. I mean, even someone with no sense of shame left would probably still find deep within themselves one modicum of shame to feel
for that.
So that is, yeah.
I think exposing myself a second time to them, well, covered in honey.
And in fairness to you, that was really ambitious, and I did admire the ambition you showed in the...
Yeah, and I just wanted to make amends, and, you know, hasn't come off for me, has it?
No, well, I will send your best wishes along.
Thank you.
And also to Sophie, who tragically didn't take to you either, which was a shame, because I was hoping we could
No,
all...
No, she turned on me...
I suppose when you slag someone off so personally in writing, when you're staying in their house, that is the risk you run.
Yeah, the writing really didn't help.
It wasn't on the wall, but it was...
Losing my foot for a few days.
There's a low, and how about getting it back?
Again, a slight high.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, slight high.
I just don't want this apples thing to be the last... This is why the lasting memory of your time in New Zealand.
It's certainly going to stick with me, Guy. It took a long time to go, certainly.
And what are you looking forward to once you get home?
Oh,
see the folks.
See the family. See the farm again. Again, there's some big questions to be asked there about our us and our family's involvement in one of the sort of bleakest times in European history.
I will be
history.
Following the newspaper with a very close eye.
Yeah. I guess I'm most looking forward to the simple things. Showering every day, having clothes again,
food, water.
You know, just the things that I...
The simple things.
So, we so take for granted sometimes in our countries. You know, we don't understand that other places around the world don't always have those creature comforts.
We certainly do. We do have to remember that. But we do have those here. And I do want to make sure you know that going home. I don't want you to risk New Zealand's fantastic reputation as a haven for tourism.
No, well, that's these are very well made points. I think, Guy, and you've been... I think our friendship has certainly strengthened, hasn't it, Guy? You've been nothing but a supportive shoulder for me.
I've been there.
You've been through the thick and thin of it. Even when, you know, your parents and your family had turned their backs on me, even when it seemed like I was in the deepest, darkest hole I could be, you still had my back out there.
I just couldn't help but feel, seeing you go through that could so easily be me. It could so easily be anyone. you go to another country, and even if it's just as close as New Zealand and Australia are, the customs can be so foreign, and I think
quite frighteningly foreign. Yeah,
I always cherish my international friends, and I'm glad that you regard our relationship as closer than it was when you arrived.
Definitely.
Certainly leaving a good taste in my mouth, and it dovetails quite nicely with something I've been looking forward to telling you for about 24 hours now.
Oh, yeah?
This is really exciting for me, and quite it's just come out with it, really. Starting next week, I've booked tickets to come and visit you.
Oh, great.
I'm going to come over and stay for a week.
Oh, that's...
Guy and Carlo, back at it again.
That'll be great. I mean, I just don't know. I mean...
I'm really excited. I can't wait to meet your family, and you know, all the people and things in your life that you look forward to sharing with me in the same way I've shared so kindly with you.
Well, I was definitely going to extend the offer too.
Well, and I'm glad that you were, because it would have been pretty embarrassing if I'd booked these flights.
Yeah, it certainly would have been nice to have been, I guess, to have been asked.
It's not how surprises work.
Yeah. It's a good surprise. Certainly, it's a surprise,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I was worried you knew. I thought you might have been onto me or figured it out.
It's just great that you were able to book flights next week for Australia, and I wasn't able to book flights to go back next week.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was the thing, and so that's why I wanted to take care of that booking, because I got the last. I got the last ones.
Right.
The last ones. So. Yeah, I mean...
Well, I just hope I'm in higher spirits, Guy, because I would hate to think that I'd sort of brought the mood down here. And I want to take this time... I think when we started this whole thing, Guy, I think I said some things about New Zealand that I've come to regret, ultimately. I said... I talked about you and your people in a way that I don't think was kind, because...
You did. You wished that all 4.5 million of us were...
Gone.
We're gone, not here.
And that, it was the old me, I have to say, Guy. The new me sees a nation of people only too eager to help, and also a nation so very similar in our sense of shame and moral responsibility. And that's,
well,
sometimes the best way to see a new face is from below.
It's a very poignant summary of your time here, and I certainly think I speak on behalf of all New Zealand people when I hungrily embrace your apology. I'm just so pleased that really got you as a surprise, because I was really...
No, it's great.
We're going to have so much fun. I've already got a bunch of stuff I really want to do. Yeah, absolutely.
It will be good to show you around, I guess. It'll be really good to...
Well, yeah, it will be good. I was thinking...
I'd like to show you. And
yeah, certainly some of those famous Australian mountains I'd love to climb, because I sort of a stopover trip. I'm just coming through New South Wales on my way to Nepal.
Oh.
So I did go ahead and take that booking for your big Everest climb.
Oh, that's great.
So I was hoping I could come over, maybe it's quite expensive to buy a whole lot of new mountaineering stuff.
It is. I mean, I
figured you'd probably just have it all.
I do have
already
it.
Over
I
there.
I guess I had hoped in some way that maybe when I'd made a recovery, I could kind of get, I could use that gear. And
there's
I
no way you'll be ready in time for.
No, you're right. You're right. That's a good point. Well, I guess I can part ways with those tickets that were for me, I guess, a last glimmer of hope. But that's I'm glad that if anybody could take advantage of them, it would be you, Guy, who's so
it feels right, doesn't
such
it?
Such kindness here
after the week we've had.
I will say, Guy, and I know that this is very last minute to say, and I don't want this to come across as the last way, but I do feel that maybe some of my misfortunes, I don't know if you were willing them upon me, but they certainly, you seem to certainly be an active agent and participant in a lot of them.
It's
just this morning you know, you, when you accidentally lit me on fire because you thought that I was a pile of wood. Again, like these sort of things, I can understand that. I mean, it was 7 o'clock, and as you said, you have difficulty seeing in that kind of.
Yeah, well, it was quite a misty morning.
Yeah.
And you were by that point, of course, the blood had sort of dried to form a sort of brown, the look of dry wood.
And look, like I said, I can't understand it, but yeah. I feel like a lot of these things you
I've got to be honest, I kind of resent the accusation. The idea that I would have in any way been involved in anything that involved malice or desire to bring you down.
Yeah.
It's put a real blight on this this taxi ride, actually, Carlo.
Yeah.
It's a pretty rude way to treat a host who's
look. Like I said, I didn't want it to sound like an accusation. It's just an observation, if you will. It feels like in a lot of these situations, it's been often your advice that's led me to getting to quite a horrendous situation.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
True enough. True.
So I think. It's look. I got to be honest. I haven't worked as an advisor to anyone before, but I have. I've been around a lot of people who have made a lot of decisions, and in my history as a decision maker, or an influencer, or a friend, or a family member, or a loved one, a partner, anything, I have, and I can put my hand on my heart and say this, honest and true, never seen a run of luck that was quite as unfortunate as yours.
It was bad, wasn't it?
This week,
it was,
and Look, it's regrettable, some of the stuff that happened, but it's got to be said, Carlo. It is regrettable. I think that does have to be said.
Well, look, I mean, I am sorry that that's how I'm sorry that I said it, Guy. I'm sorry that I said it.
It's okay. I just think, you know, when you put it all, when you say it all back like that, you got to admit it's a little bit funny, isn't it?
Which is this? This is
just the unlikely nature of a series of such serious and tragic events befalling you consecutively. It is, if you look back on it, obviously not immediately now for you.
Yeah.
But with time, I mean,
we might have a good laugh about this as a suggesting guy. So it'll certainly take me.
I already.
Yeah. It might take me a little bit longer, Guy. Like it is hard to laugh at having your foot ripped off by a very violent man in front of your eyes.
Oh, I know, but just, I mean, you bought all that rip and dip and left it in his room.
Yeah.
That is literally the most antagonistic thing you could have done, unless you just had raw tomatoes. That is, you got to say.
Yeah, I guess maybe I will see the funny side of it, but as I said, it'll take some time, definitely some time. I've done some things.
I hope it'll be ready within the week, because I look forward to coming over and having a
good time, good laugh.
A great laugh.
Yeah. Well, we can only hope, Guy, and who knows what time we'll have in store. I certainly hope that it's a bit more uphill from here. Certainly couldn't get any lower than this. Certainly, certainly been brought pretty low by my trip to New Zealand. That's for sure.
Well, Carlo, I would not be fulfilling my duties as a host if I let you leave here empty-handed. Apart from those anonymous packages that you have strapped to your person, not to be opened before you get through customs.
Remember the traditions, Guy.
I have managed to secure a little memento for you that I hope will. Well, once you see the humor and you can look back on the week, that you'll be able to enjoy and something to remember this entire experience by.
That is very kind of you, Guy. What have we got here?
It's a lucky horse hoof.
That's one of Apple's.
Yeah, look at that.
Apple's hooves.
Take that.
That's just.
You can have a look at that. Feel the weight of that. They're heavy, aren't they?
Just such a tiny part of such a huge creature, isn't it? It is.
Carla was overcome with emotion. His tears welling up very quickly in his eyes. He is stunned, speechless. Look,
Well, Guy, look, I think if we might just sit in silence for a little while until we get to the airport, that'd be really great for me. Sort of just wrap this up. That'd be great. I just want to say thank you. Not for this. This is quite a bit much. But thank you for your hospitality. Thanks for having me here in New Zealand and for showing me what I hope is not a typical experience of your country, and I wouldn't wish it on even my worst enemy, which I've come to find in the last 7 days has really been me, hasn't it? So thank you, Guy. I'm looking forward to having you over in Australia, and I really hope that I can put on a less damaging trip for you as this trip has been for me.
It's been a real pleasure having you here, Carlo, and I'm flattered and privileged and proud to call you a friend.
Thank you, Carlo.
Quando ritorni mi sembra inverno, il sole basso, il mio sguardo perso, un saluto, un bacio lieve.